on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm James Kitchen. The Pentagon's confirmed Donald Trump is deploying another 2,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles to help tackle protests against immigration raids. California is preparing to take a legal case to the White House over the deployment of troops. The state's governor, Gavin Newsom, has branded the president's move reckless, warning it could lead to unnecessary escalation. But Donald Trump has dismissed his concerns.
He's an incompetent governor. Look at the job he's doing in California. He's destroying one of our great states. And if I didn't get involved, if we didn't bring the Guard in, and we would bring more in if we needed it, because we have to make sure there's going to be law and order.
The Conservatives say the government should apologize to pensioners who lost their winter fuel payments last year. In a major U-turn, the Chancellor Rachel Reeves has confirmed 9 million people over the age of 66 will now receive the allowance. 15 years after the Sizewell C nuclear power station was proposed, the government is set to announce a £14 billion commitment to the Suffolk site. The Chancellor is expected to confirm the funding tomorrow. The Energy Secretary, Ed Miliband, will call it a golden age of nuclear to boost the UK's energy security. And Sly Stone, the funk rock star who led the group Sly and the Family Stone, has died at the age of 82. He rose to stardom in the 60s and 70s after starting out as a DJ in San Francisco. His family say he died following a prolonged battle with lung disease. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And we're going to greet a brand new day in fine style with the finest music. Early breakfast with me, Lucy Coward. Lovely to have your company.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
is Classic FM.
Thank you.
Chopin's Raindrop Prelude No. 15, performed by Marta Argerich. And it was the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra before that, with Ricardo Chailly in charge, playing the Waltz 2 from the Jazz Suite No. 2 by Shostakovich. You know, scientists have been developing an AI system to teach humanoid robots how to waltz. Apparently, it's still quite difficult to get robots to perform a wider repertoire of convincingly human movements. Still quite hard to teach humans certain movements too. Let's all be taught the waltz first, before the machines. It's time to get you moving, though, this morning. I hope the music helps. It's Early Breakfast on Classic FM with me, Lucy Coward. Welcome to Tuesday, June the 10th, and I am definitely not a robot. Angela Malmsbury and the London Mozart Players bringing us the Andante for clarinet and orchestra by Alice Mary Smith. Howard Shelley directing that time. Well, a clarinet was the focus of the Classic FM album of the week last week. This week, it's the turn of the guitar, namely guitarist Raphael Feuillet, whose latest recording is a collection of Spanish masterworks on original 19th century guitars. The album is called Spanish Serenades, and you'll be able to hear a track from it every day this week with Alexander Armstrong, who's with you from 10. Gustavo Dudamel conducting the Simon Bolivar Symphony Orchestra, playing the third movement of the Symphony No. 5 by Tchaikovsky. And so to the Dawn Chorus on Early Breakfast on Classic FM, which this morning will be sung by Voces 8, as over the weekend they performed their official 20th anniversary concert, celebrating two decades of music making by making their debut at the Barbican in London. What took them so long? They're back in action this weekend in Stoke-on-Trent, and they've also got a new album out to celebrate their milestone. So bravo all. Here's to the next 20.
This is Classic FM.
The Takax Quartet playing the third movement of Borodin's String Quartet No. 2. And before that, Vocezé led the early breakfast dawn chorus here on Classic FM this morning, which was Ave Maris Stella by Philip Stopford. And from the star of the sea to a violin superstar we go next, plus one of the original Seven Wonders.
Classic FM.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here, I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. Five long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Happy hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, love. Just spoke to Zara from St. James's Place.
Your financial advisor?
Yeah, we've made a plan. Retire early, travel more. Peru first.
Ooh, ¿cómo estás?
Bless you. And Zara's plan means I can help more with your house deposit.
Thanks again, Dad.
Planning for the future calls for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
Many dentists refer their own patients on to Darwood and Tanner.
My name is Dr. Mark Kent. I'm a general dental practitioner practicing in a North London suburb. Darwood and Tanner have become my preferred referral practice. I feel that Dr. Andrew Darwood can provide the highest level of implant surgery that is available, together with giving my patients the option of alternative specialist treatments.
Download your information pack today. Search Darwood and Tanner. Your smile is our healthy obsession.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Balkans, Barcarolle on Classic FM. Marc-André Hamelin with the honours. And we also heard the main theme to Ladies in Lavender by Nigel Hess. Joshua Bell, the soloist, with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, directed by Nigel himself. We are into lavender season just about now, are we? Have you ever visited any of the lavender fields that can be found up and down the country? I might look into that. Fun fact, Queen Victoria was a huge fan of lavender. I know this because my eldest little is reading a book about Queen Victoria at the moment, and the things I am learning, I tell you. Queen Victoria made sure that all of her furniture was cleaned with a lavender-based solution, and her drink of choice was lavender-infused tea to help ease her stomach. I think I might choose strawberries over lavender. Deirdre has sent a lovely text to 61812. Morning, Lucy. Listened to you earlier tell about picking fruit. Yes, it's a big family tradition for me. She says, we also took our daughters and then our grandchildren to pick strawberries. Then on the way home, We'd stop at the local pub for a drink and a packet of crisps, and they all always enjoyed the afternoon. Simple pleasures. Absolutely. Oh, you should resurrect that. Or at least go yourself. Get some jam in the cupboards. This is Classic FM. And now, something equally wonderful. mausoleum at Halicarnassus from Stuart Mitchell's Seven Wonders Suite, Mario Clemens on the podium for the Prague Symphony Orchestra, which, did you know, since 1995 has been part of several crossover projects which aim to mix metal and classical music together, not the metal, you know, that you hold and you forge, metal music. And after the latest news on Classic FM, a performance from a man who is no stranger to trying out different styles of music himself. It's Maxim Vengerov. Plus, we'll indulge in a little rustic charm.
Classic FM.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife, Sue, was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, Chancellor Rachel Reeves has signed off on £14 billion of investment to build the new Sizewell C nuclear plant in Suffolk. The Treasury says it's expected to create 10,000 jobs and produce enough power for about 6 million homes, but it may not open until 2031, and campaigners say it's still not clear what the total cost will be. President Trump has deployed a further 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles as protests against immigration raids continue. 700 Marines have also been sent in to help the federal response. California's governor, Gavin Newsom, says he'll take legal action over the deployments. Karen Bass is LA's mayor.
We didn't need the National Guard. Do you know what the National Guard is doing now? They are guarding two buildings. That's what they're doing. So they need Marines on top of it? I don't understand that. That's why I feel like we are part of an experiment that we did not ask to be a part of.
Several houses have been severely damaged during disorder in Ballymena. It broke out last night close to where a teenage girl was sexually assaulted over the weekend. The Police Service of Northern Ireland has called for calm. It's claimed the UK needs more woodland and forest to stop a major decline in wildlife. The Woodland Trust says it's gravely concerned about the amount of tree cover in the country. Classic FM's Tom Harrigan has more.
Figures show there's slightly more woodland now than there was at the start of the decade, but the Trust says those woods have become less biodiverse, with fewer older trees that lock in carbon from the atmosphere, meaning fewer species of wildlife. Butterfly numbers, for instance, have fallen by nearly half since 1990, while in the past half century, woodland birds have dropped by around a third. The